I'm RB Sensei, and I'm back again to critique some more ridiculous dating nonsense. Let's get it.
I thought my life would have been different. I thought that I would have achieved different milestones in my 30s by now. I don't know if you're watching this in your 20s and 30s, and you're also navigating life and trying to figure things out. I feel totally lost, by the way.
Why does that not surprise me?
I don't know if you ever feel not lost. Let me know what you guys think about that. I feel like I'm just constantly in this state of discovery and trying to figure out what I want to do. I wish that people set the expectation that you're supposed to feel lost.
What the hell are you talking about?
Thought that I would have kids by now. I'm 31 years old. I live in New York City. I thought I would have met someone a few years ago. I thought I would have been married by now.
Wrong!
I'm looking for a guy with finance. 6'5". Blue eyes. She's looking for him. No, Chad isn't coming, hon. So yeah, she will forever pass up on a 7, even though she's a 5. Because she got fucked by 10 9s.
That's stupid, guys!
Basically, almost all of my friends are married. They've been married for years at this point. And then there's just me. Then there's me. Woo! You know, it's okay that I'm not married, but at the same time, you're constantly reminded, you're seeing the 4th of July holidays, the winter holidays, Mother's Day, all these like holidays, right? And I'm just spending that alone with my dog, which again, is awesome in its own. And I'm not trying to put that down because there's nothing wrong with that per se. It's more so of like, I just thought that I would have a toddler by now. I thought I'd be on my second kid by now. I thought that I would be, I don't know, setting up appetizers for having extended family come over. I thought that my life was going to look different in my 30s.
All those guys that you really didn't want before, they'll happily take you now because the guys you want don't want you anymore.
You can feel grateful for the achievements. You can feel grateful for the blessings that you have in your life. You can feel grateful for your family being healthy, this, that, and the third, right? That is separate. I feel grateful for the things that I have, the things that are going amazing in my life. I feel so grateful for that. And at the same time, I also think it's okay to want companionship, to want a deeper level connection with someone, to want to have a teammate that you navigate life with, right? Where we're there for one another, where we take care of each other when we're not feeling well, or that we're there for each other when the times are both hard and great, and laughing in your pajamas, cooking on a weeknight, or traveling together. I guess not all of us are meant to follow a traditional roadmap when it comes to what timeline we're going to get married or what timeline we're going to meet someone.
The fuck is he talking about?
Once a woman hits 30, she cannot love you, okay? And the marriage is not because she loves you, okay? That marriage is for her to show to other people that she could fix her past that she messed up.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you. No self-respected man that she will respect is going to settle for this. 30-plus-year-old tatted-up content creator, any woman could pick one of the guys in her inbox, act nice to him for a year, and get married. That's not hard. She's going to get married when she finally gets desperate enough to get off her pedestal, her undeserved pedestal. There's a 7 in her inbox right now who want to marry her, just off of him looking at her Instagram reels. She know how to get married next year if she wanted to. If I can't marry a 9, I'll just stay single and chill with my dog and watch Netflix. When she get off that dumb shit, and she'll be married.
You get nothing. You lose.
I'm afraid that I'm not going to meet someone in time. I'm afraid that what if I meet someone when I'm 38 years old? And by that time, after I get to know them, say we get married at like 40, that's probably too late to have kids. That's going to put me in a really high risk pregnancy if I can even have a kid by that time. I'm not going to have as much energy that I would if I were to have kids now or by like 34. I thought that I was going to be done having kids by like 35, 36. And it's not really tracking to look like that. And it's like, so sad because it's like I love kids, I love family, and like I want a family, and I just haven't met someone that's compatible where we want compatible things. And again, they don't have to be a billionaire, millionaire, gazillionaire, right? It's more so about compatibility of like family values, expectations around children, expectations around where you want to raise children, right? Because I love living in New York City, which I think is kind of crazy. And I'm torn about the suburbs because I think the suburbs is kind of like where your dreams go to die, right?
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
She's a joke. She want a family and a husband, but I still want to chase my dreams. You're a joke, man. She just want kids to fulfill her vision board. I don't want my dreams to die. Well, according to you, your dreams were to have a family, the way you're talking on this video. Get out of here, lady.
I'm anxious just thinking about the suburbs, and I have my career in New York City, and I live in Manhattan, and I work in Manhattan, and I'm happy here.
You can't run that game on me. Just another basic woman, right?
You can with your career pin next to you. Did they give you a watch and a pin when you got your promotion?
And I have my dog, I own my apartment, I have a career in tech, and I have my hobbies, I have my painting, I have my YouTube channel, I have all the things that I'm doing, right? I live a very full life, and I want to meet someone who also lives a very full life.
Look at her. She's still running off at tomorrow.
Men who live a very full life and work in tech and make six figures and own their own apartment, they're gonna try to get a traditional feminine woman who's gonna put him and his kids first. Not you.
Because he got something better to do, and it's not you.
Who values their career and family. I have no idea what that could potentially look like. When I'm a mom, I have no idea what will happen to my career. You just can't predict the future, right? At this point, it's not about finding someone, at least for me, and I'm curious to know what you guys think about this, like, and where you guys are at in your dating journey. Because as I have done a lot of healing work in myself, as I have moved up in my career, as I've just grown and matured and gotten older as a person,
Oh, great. A woman who had to go to therapy. I mean, we already know. I mean, she didn't have to say that. A 30-plus-year-old woman single on the internet talking about her dating life. We already know that's mental illness. Mentally ill, feminist career woman over 30. It's the same story. They're the same person.
All y'all do the same shit. Whether if you were some homeless shit trying to dig cigarettes out of a trash can or you living in the White House.
I realized that finding deeper level connection is harder than it seems. Like, people can be nice, but being nice isn't necessarily enough.
They want to find their soulmate. There is no soulmate. Find some jerk off who's willing to put up with your and start a family. It's not that difficult. Do you think grandma and grandpa liked the same movies and had the same hobbies? Of course not. This is stupid. Grandma liked gardening and grandpa liked fixing motorcycles. Like, come on, man. Like, think.
Like, people can be nice, but being nice isn't necessarily enough. It's like, is there compatibility in these long-term values is also really important. And like, are you a good person? Are you honest? Do you have like principles? Like, are you ethical? Like, are you just like, yeah, like, are you a good person? I'm a happy person.
I hope this camera keep going.
No, we're going to let the camera keep rolling.
This is not true. It doesn't even make sense.
I need to make an announcement, a public service announcement. Please don't tell people that you're going to meet someone when you least expect it. And don't tell people to just settle. Everything I do, it's like a reminder of the fact that I'm alone. When you travel by yourself, like, I'm kind of over traveling by myself too, by the way. Like, I'm curious.
What? Wait. You're tired of traveling by yourself? I thought traveling was the end-all be-all to life. What travel, girly? What travelisha?
This is mind-blowing.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.